Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning,
Diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7.
I came in here flustered. I came in here flustered today because not only what happened yesterday with the Golden State Warriors, not only finding out that Klay Thompson will not be playing for the Warriors this season, not only finding out that the Warriors somehow traded for Kelly Oubre for a 2021 protected first round pick. It wasn't just that. It was when I heard the question, how much would you pay to watch LeVar Ball versus Michael Jordan in a one-on-one? I don't know. If that was a pay-per-view, I'm thinking triple digits. I don't know. When that question came along, I was just like, oh, man. A pay-per-view for LeVar Ball versus Michael Jordan? I'd pay a lot of money to see that. Good morning, everyone. Stephen Leckford on the pregame show. 95.7 The Game leading up until 6 o'clock. Then the morning roast. Kate Scott, Joe the Butcher Boy Shasky, and Bonte Hill will be following. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number. Before I get to all of that, today, yesterday we had Mic'd Up Thursdays is what we're normally supposed to have, which is I highlight some of these NFL players and them being mic'd up on the field, and I play some sound, and hopefully you gain a new appreciation for different players around the NFL. But we didn't get to that yesterday because, of course, we had the draft and everything surrounding it and wanted to talk about Wiseman a little bit. So today it's turned into Mic'd Up Fridays, and I got a couple of good ones here. One of the highlights being a couple of pass rushers, one from the Cleveland Browns and one from the New Orleans Saints. So we'll get to that coming up today. But I also do want to talk about this Kelly Oubre to the Warriors because I think it's a great move for them. And even though it won't alleviate all of the pain of just hearing that Klay Thompson won't be playing this year because of his Achilles, I think that at least it alleviated a percentage of it, a small percentage of it, and gave you a little bit of hope going into the season and what we should expect from the Warriors starting five going forward. But last night we did have the Cardinals in the Seahawks game, and I just wanted to share my thoughts on this one real quick. So Russell Wilson versus Kyler Murray is the talk, right? That's the MVP conversation right now. It seems to be between Russ and Kyler. Well, Russ and Kyler, I don't know why that's the conversation and we're just leaving out Patrick Mahomes completely. 25 touchdowns and one interception. That's just number one. That was my first thought before watching that game. I thought we were going to be heading into a really good one, but to be honest, it was a relatively sloppy game, and you could blame it on the weather, blame it on whatever you want up in Seattle, but I thought it was a relatively sloppy game. And number two, Cliff Kingsbury and the way that he handled the fourth quarter, the way that he handled the two-minute drill with Kyler, I just didn't get it. They were moving the ball down the field. He had a couple of timeouts. They got the snap off around the 50-yard line. They got the snap off, but he called the timeout anyway because he was afraid there would be a delay of game. Then they ended up only having one timeout left. Then as soon as he took that timeout, he ends up throwing three deep shots down the field and tries to get the score instead of using the entirety of the field, which you could have done. I actually was praising them for what they did before the two-minute warning because the time was running out and they only had a couple of seconds left, but they managed to hurry up, get the snap off, and get a first down out of it in the two-minute warning. You're on your own 40. You have plenty of time to drive down the field and possibly tie the game. But instead, he calls a timeout unnecessarily, and then throws three straight deep balls into the end zone trying to make something happen when clearly nothing was working instead of keeping that timeout, using the two, and driving down the field. I don't know. It was just such a poorly mismanaged game yesterday, and I think even though the 49ers, where they're at in the NFC West right now, because a majority of their roster has been hurt for the entirety of the season, and Jimmy G and George Kittle being the two main guys, that game last night, I think it proved that, look, if you don't think Kyle Shanahan's a good talent evaluator, whatever, all these knocks that you have on Kyle Shanahan, I can tell you this, he wouldn't have done that in that game last night on Thursday Night Football. I can guarantee that. I think if the Niners were in that situation and they had their starting roster out there on the field, they would have found a way to get a score in that game. I know that's kind of a baseless take, but that's just something that I thought about last night because Cliff Kingsbury, man, he's got a lot of talent. Kyler Murray's great. DeAndre Hopkins is great. Isaiah Simmons seems to be coming into his own on the defense, and the defense is pretty good, along with Buda Baker. But again, Cliff Kingsbury, what are you doing in that final drive? I just didn't understand any of that. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number. So yesterday with the Warriors, we saw some moves that were made, and we are going to get some sound from James Wiseman as well as Bob Myers, who were on Damon Ratto and Kolsky yesterday. But there is a piece of sound that I want to play from Larry Harris. Larry Harris is the Warriors' assistant GM, and he joined the Morning Roast earlier this week. And this was to preview the draft a little bit, talk about what it's been like virtually, not being able to meet any of these players, not being able to work any of them out, what's it like working with Joe Lacob. And here is what Larry Harris had to say earlier this week, and after hearing this sound clip and then seeing what transpired yesterday, it's not a coincidence that this sort of thing happened.
I've been with this organization now going on 13 years, and it was no different last night when we said, hey, what about this, what about that? And he's like, look, we'll just make it work. If you tell me that this makes our team better, I will do whatever it takes to make it happen. We'll work it out. We'll find a way. You know, we'll work it. We'll worry about it next year. So though he's conscious of the budget and he, you know, obviously would like to have a great team with less money, who wouldn't? But he's always been aggressive. He's competitive as heck. And I can just tell you, when we say, hey, we could save here, or we could save there, what about this, what about that? He goes, does it make us better? Can we win a championship? And that's the kind of owner you want to work for.
Now, that is what Larry Harris said earlier this week, and this was before the Klay Thompson injury, and this is something where I looked at this move for Kelly Oubre as they traded their 2021 top 20 protected first round pick. So if they're outside of the top 20, they get to keep that pick. But if they're anywhere within the 20, then the Timberwolves get that one, or excuse me, the Thunder do. But they are going to be paying $14.4 million from the trade exception for Kelly Oubre. and you add that to $68 million in taxes, that'll be $82.4 million. That's a lot of money in taxes. That's a ton of money. But hearing Larry Harris say that about Joe Lacob, Joey Lightyear, saying that, look, he comes in and he says, we got to do whatever it takes to win. I don't even care what we're going to spend. We just got to get it done. And they did it within a, they have to do it obviously within a reasonable amount and within that trade exception at $17.2 million. And they did just that yesterday for a 24-year-old Kelly Oubre Jr. who has just gotten better each and every year. He's been in the league since he was 20. And just looking at this kind of made me think about Obi Toppin. And when he got drafted to the Knicks, one of the knocks on when the Knicks drafted him was Obi Toppin's age, the fact that he's 22, about to turn 23 during the NBA season. Well, Kelly Oubre came into the league when he was 20, and he's about to turn 24, and each and every year he's come off the bench, only played 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 27 minutes, 28 minutes, 29 minutes, and then last year was his first full year as a starter at small forward for the Phoenix Suns. Apparently a complete character locker room guy. He was really good for the Suns last year, and then he got traded to the Thunder, and somehow the Thunder wanted to trade him away again because they need assets as they're in a rebuild. But he had 34 minutes last year, and he averaged 18 points per game. And each and every year, his shooting percentage has gone up. At least his field goal percentage has. His three-point percentage is kind of been, it's been stagnant. It's around 30 to 35%. It hasn't gotten any better than that. But each year, his shooting ability continues to get better, the way that he's able to drive to the rack. And now this starting five that the Warriors are rolling out there, I'm not saying that they are a championship team. Not at all. And as a matter of fact, yesterday, George Sedano came on this podcast. He came on the morning roast, George Sedano did, and he said that he expects the Warriors to be within the 5-10 seed range. And he didn't really make much of 5, 6, or 7. I mean, he's even calling them an 8 seed team, maybe. But Kelly Oubre Jr., I at least think, puts them in the middle of the pack there. And with that starting five, when they're going to have Steph Curry, I wonder what they're going to do with Oubre and Andrew Wiggins. Are they going to move Wiggins to the 2? Are they going to put Oubre at the 3? Are they going to do vice versa? Are they going to mix and match between the 2, kind of make them positionless between the 2 and the 3? Are they going to put Draymond and Wiseman at the 4 and 5? And is that how it's going to work? Are they going to make Damian Lee the starter even and have, you know, Kelly Oubre maybe coming off the bench at first just to get acclimated to the Warriors? How is that all going to work out? I think that's something that's going to be interesting to watch during the season. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number if you want to weigh in on the conversation. What do you think of Kelly Oubre for the Warriors? But the fact that Joe Lacob is willing to spend this money, even though the luxury tax bill is way above the threshold, even though he's going to be losing some money because of Chase Center, because that the plan that they submitted was rejected to bring 50% of the to fill 50% of Chase Center. Since that was rejected, they're going to be losing a little bit of revenue. I mean, the fact that Joe Lacob is doing this proves that he wants to win. And not only that, but I am glad that they are going with, I don't even want to call it a drastic move, but I'm glad they did this when it comes to spending their money as opposed to drafting a kid for the future. They didn't make any sort of panic move in the draft. They went with Wiseman at number 2, and Bob Fitzgerald, he was on the morning roast yesterday, and he was putting into a little bit of perspective, but he was saying that, look, if you got Looney, you got Wiseman, you got Smilagic, you got Draymond, you're liking those big men there. You're liking that room that you got with those four guys. That's pretty damn good. And you still got Looney, by the way. They didn't have to give him up in the trade for Oubre. They didn't have to give up anything besides a future first-round pick. So really, I think they got a bargain for this. They did have to pay him the $14 million, but at least they didn't have to pay him the full $17 million, which is what you had in the trade exception. So I think this is just a fantastic move. Now, does it get them to the finals right away? Does it catapult them to the top, competing with those L.A. teams for the 1 or 2 spot? Probably not. But I at least think it makes them competitive within the Western Conference, and it's going to make this season a little more interesting to watch, even though it is going to stink not watching Clay back this year. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number. Coming up next, it is Mic'd Up Fridays. We go around the NFL with the Mic'd Up players, and I try to highlight a couple of guys so maybe you get a newfound appreciation for certain players around the NFL. So that's coming up next. We'll continue to discuss this move. 888-957-9570. Stephen Langford on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford.
Triple 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number if you want to weigh in. How are you feeling about the Warriors heading into this season with the addition of Kelly Oubre and obviously with the news that Klay Thompson will not be playing next year? 888-957-9570. From the 925, I'll be the first to admit that I haven't seen much of Oubre's game, but we're going to miss Klay's defense. And from everything I hear, this kid is a defensive stud. Low risk, high reward move. He's still, I mean, he's only 24 years old. He's still relatively young. And also, great nickname. Great nickname. Tsunami Poppy. Now, it's not as good as, you know, Damon Snacks Harrison. Snacks, that's the greatest nickname in the NFL. But Tsunami Poppy, that's pretty good. I like that one. From the 415, Klay not playing for another season is too depressing for Dub Nation. And from the 831, Klay will be back balling next season. Don't count him out. I think it is way, you know, I get the emotion of Klay not coming back next year. And, you know, I'm just as sad as anyone, too, because he's one of my favorite players, not just in basketball, but really is one of my favorite athletes in sports going right now, and it really sucks not seeing him come back next year. But I don't want to get too reactionary as far as his future. You know, I don't want to say, oh yeah, it's done for Klay. It's with him being in a Warrior uniform, it's over. I don't want to overreact to anything like that. You know, I just at this point, I really just feel bad for the player. And look, if I had to guess, though, I do think that Klay is the sort of Iron Man that will want to come back. And he might be, you know, he might come back as the older Kyle Korver type, right? But he's still going to be a great shooter when he comes back into the league. So I just don't want to overreact to anything surrounding Klay Thompson. It just stinks that his season's ending and all the stories that you're reading, everything that you're hearing. When, you know, Bob Myers said that when he told the news to Draymond and Steph, it was just silence. When you hear stuff like that, it is heartbreaking for sure. But you know, just wishing him a speedy recovery and luckily, I mean, Kelly Oubre Jr., he's not going to fill that void, of course not, but he does give you something to look forward to, I think, next year. A young 24-year-old player, and, you know, the metrics as far as his defense aren't the greatest, but they aren't the worst either. And you can always improve on defense, and defense is all about effort. And if you're on a team with Draymond Green and you're not putting in effort on defense, I mean, I feel bad for you. I feel bad for what's coming for you on the practice court. I really do. Draymond's not going to be afraid to get in your face. I think that being with these veterans is only going to help a young guy like Oubre Jr., who's been playing with teams, you know, they haven't really had veterans too much. I mean, I was randomly looking up the game in 2018 between the Warriors and the Wizards because I remembered there was that fight between Draymond and Bradley Beal. Now, Kelly Oubre was going off in that game. He was absolutely going off. And Kelly Oubre misses a three, and then you hear Fitzgerald say it's about time that Oubre misses a three. It feels like he hasn't missed one all night. And then Draymond and Bradley Beal are getting into the scuffle, and I was seeing what Oubre was doing in that situation. I couldn't remember because I thought I remember he was in the scrum, but it turns out that he was just holding Clay back, just trying to hold other people back, trying to not get involved in the fight. But you know, along with John Wall and Bradley Beal, Marcin Gortat was on that team at the time. Maybe that was the veteran that he was learning from. But I do think he's going to benefit from playing with the Warriors, and interested to see what they do with the two and the three between him and Andrew Wiggins. I want to see if they move Andrew Wiggins to shooting guard. I think they'd be inclined to do that while having Kelly Oubre, who's more of a, he's not as tall, but he's a bigger body than Andrew Wiggins is, and see if they start him at the three. Very interested to see what Steve Kerr does when he's given this opportunity to work with a couple of these guys. And just big shout out to Joe Lacob. I'm going to play this sound for you one more time. This is from Larry Harris on the morning roast. I wanted to play this for you. Now, keep in mind that they are paying Oubre. Not only did they trade away a 2021 first round pick, a protected top 20 pick, so that's just great in of itself. I mean, looking at all these picks that are traded around for guys like Drew Holiday and Robert Covington and all these dudes, seeing what they did there with Oubre, pretty much a steal. But Larry Harris, Warriors assistant GM, he talked about Joe Lacob earlier this week. Now, this was before what happened to Clay and before the draft. He just talked about the mindset that Joe Lacob has when going into that room, talking to the guys within the front office.
I've been with this organization now going on 13 years, and it was no different last night when we said, hey, what about this? What about that? And he's like, look, we'll just make it work. If you tell me that this makes our team better, I will do whatever it takes to make it happen. We'll work it out. We'll find a way. You know, we'll work it. We'll worry about it next year. So though he's conscious of the budget and he, you know, obviously would like to have a great team with less money, who wouldn't? But he's always been aggressive. He's competitive as heck. And I can just tell you, when we say, hey, we could save here, or we could save there, what about this? What about that? He goes, does it make us better? Can we win a championship? And that's the kind of owner you want to work for.
And that's a situation right now where they paid $14 million and they're upwards of $80 million in the luxury tax. So that's what they're going to have to pay in taxes. And even though the team is going to be losing revenue this season, if they don't allow fans into the stands, then which is most likely what's going to happen because that proposal didn't go through. Shout out to Joe Lacob for pulling out all the stops and willing to spend big when your guy in Klay Thompson ends up going down for the year. Okay, I want to get to this real quick because I wanted to do this yesterday, but we did have the draft, and I wanted to react to that, so moved it to Friday. This is Mic'd Up Fridays is what we're going to call it, where I go around the NFL, and we go around the mic'd up individuals, and we try to just highlight these players because you may think you know them just from watching them on your TV, but you're not hearing how they're interacting on the field. And today I got a couple of menacing defensive ends, pass rushers, and I think that you might find that they have quite the personality, even if you haven't seen them talk before. But first off, let's start with one Cameron Jordan. Now, I know he was going up against the 49ers, and if you're a 49er fan and you're hearing this, you might, you know, get sick to your stomach a little bit because the Saints beat the 49ers last week. But here's Cam Jordan. He was mic'd up for that game, and he's just incredibly entertaining.
We're going to destroy everybody. Oh, let's go, baby. Let's go, let's go. Hey, we're riding. Let's go, let's go. Faster, faster.
Are you not entertained? And let us begin. Go ahead, Drew.
Let's go!
Don't need no more than coffee. Football's here, baby. We knew on toss it was good. You knew on the toss it was good. God is good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah. 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 Hey. That's what I'm talking about! That's what I'm talking about, baby!
Let's go get your energy up, baby! Fourth quarter! Boy, hey, let me calm these feet down, boy. You was blazing out there. Boy, blazing out there, no?
Ooh!
Create turnovers however they come, baby.
Dude is so entertaining. And I think that Cam Jordan and Mark Ingram, for me, are the two guys who are some of the most entertaining in the NFL. They're just great talkers. But Myles Garrett, defensive end for the Cleveland Browns, this dude on the field now, the start of this clip is him talking to the left tackle on the Houston Texans as the Browns beat the Texans last week. But here's Myles Garrett talking to the left tackle. This is the start of the clip. It's about a minute long. Just and listen for the middle when he does an impression.
We get a forced fumble right here. Kick the field goal, 3 points, go inside. Sound like a deal?
I don't know if I like that one.
What's your version?
You guys missed like three tackles and you scored a touchdown.
Damn, I don't know if I like that one. I feel like he was going to take it around just because it was empty.
He was standing where it was designed to.
Okay. Well, you know if that was a sack or not, you know?
Chill out, chill out.
Calm down.
What is this?
The muffin on the side.
The what?
The muffin.
You know the muffin man.
That was him, you don't
get it. That's Andre Lane.
The muffin man.
The muffin man.
They still happy. We got to take that door from them, baby.
That's how you return, baby. That's how you return, baby.
See what he did?
That's a hell of a player right there. That's a hell of a player right there. I wouldn't have been mad if he got the touchdown.
Me neither.
They're talking about Nick Chubb when he ran out of bounds at the one to close out the game. And that was on the plays that you love to see. But then you look at the score and realize that if they would have scored a touchdown, they would have been up by 10. So it's not like he was doing a ton to save the game there. They would have been up 17-7 had they made the extra point with a minute left. It's not like it was needed to go out of bounds. And he's saying that's a hell of a player. But then at the end, he's also telling these other guys, like, I wouldn't have been mad if he scored the touchdown. Well, yeah, because you would have been up by 10. But this was the thing that was the most surprising to me. Myles Garrett, big Shrek fan.
You know the Muffin Man.
That was him, you don't
get it. That's Andre Lane.
The Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man.
He's the most menacing pass rusher in the NFL. And he's doing the gingerbread man impression from Shrek. It reminded me last year when Sherman and Bosa were mic'd up, and Sherman was out having a hell of a game, and then Nick Bosa said this to him on the sideline.
You're like, you know, you ever watch Ice Age?
Huh?
You're the little squirrel with the nut.
Best part.
Oh, I love you. I love you.
It's like, oh, man. When you hear these guys, these dudes who are killers out there on the football field, and you hear them make animated movie references, it's disorienting. It is disorienting.
You know the Muffin Man.
That was him, you don't get
it. That's Andre Lane.
The Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man.
The other player building him up. Oh, man, that'll do it for Mic'd Up Fridays. We'll do that coming up next Thursday, though, as we go around the NFL during the coolest Mic'd Up moments. But coming up next, you're going to hear from Bob Myers, as well as the new addition to the Warriors roster in James Wiseman. They were on Damon Ratto and Kolsky yesterday. You're going to hear from them. But 888-957-9570 is a Chilton Autobody text line and the phone number. If you're just getting into your car now at 5:32 in the morning and you haven't heard a majority of the show, how are you feeling with the Kelly Oubre trade? How are you feeling that he's probably going to be in your starting five? Do you want him in your starting five? 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Autobody text line and the phone number. Stephen Langford in on the pregame show, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Stephen Langford.
Triple 8 957 9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number. Happy Friday, everybody, heading into the weekend as we got Thanksgiving coming up next week. And next week, I'm going to do something every day leading up to Thanksgiving for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And it's going to be, I did the face shield power rankings for NFL head coaches, where I power rank the guys who aren't, it's not the face mask that they're wearing, but those face shields. So like Andy Reid and Bruce Arians, Frank Reich from the Colts. Who else? Mike Zimmer, Anthony Lynn, who I accidentally forgot about. those guys all wear face masks, right? Or face shields, rather. So I did a power ranking of them. So next week on the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm going to be doing my stupid, pointless power rankings, where I go around the NFL and power rank really stupid things that no one really would get. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's coming up next week. But today, talking about the new addition of Kelly Oubre to the Golden State Warriors, as we got the news that Klay Thompson, even though he's expected to make a full recovery from his Achilles, he will not be playing next season. We got that unfortunate news around 10:30 yesterday, and that was reported by Woj. So it just stinks, you know, knowing that how much he's had to go through and everything, all the videos that were being posted, what he did in that game six, walking through the tunnel and coming back out, realizing that he can go back out and he has to shoot a couple of free throws, knocking them down, and then even running back on defense with the torn ACL. It's just, and then seeing what Miles Turner was saying, because Miles Turner was one of the guys who was working out with him, the big center from Indiana, and he said that Klay was looking unbelievable. So just seeing all of that, it just stinks. I don't really know any other word to use to describe it. I could use a lot worse words that I can't say on the air, but it feels just terrible for Klay. Now, with the Warriors and what they did and how they've used the money, so what they did with Kelly Oubre, here are the details. They traded a 2021 first-round top 20 protected pick. So when it's saying protected, that means that if the Warriors are within the top 20 of the draft next year, then that pick is going to be going to Oklahoma City. But if they're outside the top 20, so if they're anywhere from 21 to 30, then they get to keep that first rounder. So that's what it is. Only that first rounder. When you see what the Bucks did, say, for Drew Holiday, now it's different circumstances. They're trying to do that so they can get Giannis Antetokounmpo to stay in Milwaukee. They're doing that, but they also had to trade first round picks all the way up until like 2027. So you're not mortgaging your entire future on this guy. It's just one first round pick next season. So again, it's top 20 protected. And they will be paying him $14.4 million from the trade exemption. So they're actually getting a little bit of a discount. They're not using the full $17 million as we've been expecting them to use. We've been looking at guys within the, you know, the $16, $17 million range, looking at contracts from last season, seeing how much value they'd have there with that trade exception. But they actually got him for $14.4 million. Now, they put him way over the luxury tax, so they're 80 plus million over, and that just shows how much Joe Lacob wants to win, and they feel like Kelly Oubre, as far as it goes, gives them that best chance. But I like Kelly Oubre, 24 years old. He's only gotten better each and every season. He had his first full year as a starter last year, and so Kelly Oubre averaging 18 points a game. His 3-point shot, he's a 32% 3-point shooter. He can always get better at that. And he's a 45% field goal percentage. That was last year. That's what he shot for. So Kelly Oubre had a good season last year. And really, he's just gotten stronger and stronger every single season, whether it's going from Washington all the way to Phoenix. He's always had the capability of shooting the three and going off. But his ability to drive to the rack is something that they're going to need. They're going to have that physicality next year. It's going to be interesting the way that their starting five works out, because they do have guys in Wiggins and Oubre at the 2 and 3 who aren't necessarily consistent three-point shooters, but who can knock it down, but they can also get to the rack if they want to. Draymond and James Wiseman at the four and the five. And Bob Fitzgerald, Warriors TV play-by-play man, he was on yesterday with the morning roast, and he talked about the value of the big man in the Western Conference and why he's excited for this Wiseman pick.
Going to do the bubble playoff games for TNT, I was struck by Gobert and Jokic and Stevie Adams and then even Dwight Howard and JaVale for the Lakers. And if you look at the finals, what happened was the Heat got the Lakers to miss a lot, but they didn't have the size to ever grab a rebound. So, you know, to me, yes, you need shooting and floor spacing and 3-and-D and all that. And that's great, but you need size. Like, the NBA still matters. And, you know, the best Warrior edition of a lot of the basketball we saw involved Bogut and Draymond Green locking people up defensively. And so now Draymond at the four has a pterodactyl sitting next to him at the five to really mold him defensively. And so Wiseman's going to wake up every day and be 7-1 with a 7-6 wingspan, and he's not even 20. Yet to me, I think it's exciting.
And next season, that depth that they're going to have with size, something you haven't seen in a while. So adding Wiseman, not panicking when Clay went down, was the best option. And thank you, yes, 925. Thank you, Adrian Wojnarowski. The Warriors will convey that pick literally using Adrian Wojnarowski's tweet, but I appreciate the help. The Warriors will convey that pick to the Thunder next season should they finish 21st to 30th in the final regular season. If the Warriors land in the top 20, they'll send 2 second-round picks to Oklahoma City. Thank you. From Gino in Vacaville, or excuse me, where is it? From the 415, nice guy, when are you getting your LaMelo Ball Hornets jersey? Fanboy! It's on the way. It's on the way. I'm getting it right now, and I don't even know what number he's going to be, but really excited for that Charlotte jersey to come in the mail. Really looking forward to it. I actually just bought some, you know, these. I don't even know why I'm bringing this up, but I just bought some of those Blazers mids, the Nike Blazer mids, and they got the with the yellow swoosh, and they got like the blue outline on the edge, and they're very uncomfortable. I don't even know why I'm talking about that. I just went way off track. But that LaMelo Ball pick is interesting. I'm really, you know what? I'm more looking forward to two things from that. One is the Ball brothers playing each other, LaMelo versus Lonzo. That'll be something. That's number one. And the second matchup I'm looking forward to is LeVar versus Michael Jordan in one-on-one. There aren't many basketball games that I would legitimately pay a lot of money to see this year, but I would pay a lot of money to see LeVar versus Michael Jordan one-on-one. But that's just me going off topic. From the 707, Gino in Vacaville, Kelly Oubre, a very good young player, long and can actually score. Once Wiseman slots in, that will be a long, athletic, high scoring, high defensive potential. Dude, seriously, the size that we're seeing with this team, it's something that we haven't seen in a while. Now, the depth is going to be something to pay attention to. I actually think with the lack of having a point guard right now, a true backup point guard for Steph, I think that puts a lot of pressure on Jordan Poole to make the jump from year one to year two. Now, it's going to be completely different. He's not going to just be thrusted into the starting five and can just heave up threes and shoot 25%. It's not going to be like that anymore. They're going to need him to be a very efficient three-point shooter from the two spot whenever he's coming in. I think Jordan Poole is going to have a really important role this year. And as we've known from Warriors teams of the past, it's not just their starting five. It's, you know, we always pay attention to Steph, Clay, KD, Draymond, and I get that, but it was the fact that they had depth from the bench that could come in and give those guys some rest. And not only could they all do that, but they could all pass the ball. They were all very efficient passers and efficient scorers, and were still able to, you know, be like even a starting five on other teams from the bench from 2015 on. So I think that the depth is going to be important to watch out for this year. And I think Jordan Poole is going to have a pretty hefty role. But what they're going to do with Oubre and Wiggins mixed in at the 2 and 3, interested to see what Steve Kerr does. And if you're wondering what else the Warriors can do within free agency, they got a $5.7 million mid-level exception, and I'm thinking personally, I wouldn't mind them going after a guard. Now, Reggie Jackson is going to be costing about $6.5 million. Avery Bradley's one from the 925. Get Avery Bradley on the mid-level exception. DJ Augustine's another one. So you got players that you can get with that mid-level and cheaper, but also I don't know if it's going to be a guy who's just going to be a straight true backup point guard. And Derrick Rose is another name that's being thrown around there as well. And Derrick Rose has been one of the more fun players to watch as far as his resurging season. But I do want to play this sound here because Bob Myers, Warriors president of basketball ops, he was on with Damon Ratto and Kolsky yesterday, and they had their press conference outside Chase Center introducing Wiseman as well as Nico Mannion. But Bob Myers, he was on Damon Ratto and Kolsky, and he shared his thoughts on James Wiseman.
Oof, golly, I mean, this is a limitless potential there. The size and length and athleticism are already NBA elite, and it's hard to be elite at something in a group of elite athletes and players. So to even go beyond that part is pretty hard to do. But it excites me that he's got such a long way to go. He's got a yearning to get there and be there. He's got a desire. And to be honest, we've never really had someone like him. And it's unique to kind of get somebody in their nascent stage of their career and have these high hopes for them. Just the potential to see what he becomes is exciting as a basketball fan and as somebody in the organization. There's a lot of work ahead of him, like all these guys. Steph wasn't Steph. He's a rookie. Clay wasn't Clay. Draymond. I mean, certain guys come in the league and just from day one, it's so rare, especially at 19. But where he could go is exciting to me.
And something that the Warriors haven't seen in a very, very long time is just a big, dominant, big man. We thought maybe Cousins would have been that guy, but unfortunately the injuries were getting to him. From the 707, this is interesting. With a shortened season and a lot of new guys, how long do you expect it will take before we see great chemistry from top to bottom? I mean, I can't answer that with a lot of conviction, but I will say that remember when KD came to the Warriors, when he first came, it was the first season. It didn't take all that long, but it still took, what, maybe 10 to 20 games together before they really found their rhythm. I remember in the first 10 games, it was a little, you know, pick and pop. It was kind of, hey, let's run some isolation here. Let's try and move the ball there because, you know, they're a team that was scoring at such an efficient rate in 2015 and 2016 and 2017. They had to change up their style a little bit. So, I mean, just look at that and use that as an example. I can't tell you off top, yeah, it's going to take them exactly 12 games into the 72-game season for them to get acclimated to one another, but it'll take a little bit of time. It's not going to be perfect right off the top, but the fact that you just have Steph and Draymond on the floor, I think, is big and has a lot of value there. And from Gino and Vacaville, I'm excited to see a potential jump from Pascal, too. D. Rose would be perfect for a second-team starting point guard. Eric Pascal, yeah. Yeah, and in the second half of the season, before, you know, it got suspended due to the pandemic, in the second half of the season, teams were starting to figure out Pascal a little bit. You weren't seeing him score a lot of those 20 to 25 point games, which were making you fall in love with Eric Pascal. But he's also a big body too. They got a lot of these guys, a lot of physical guys this year, a lot more than we've seen in years past. Because, I mean, in years past, they've just had athletic guys who can all, who all knew what to do, who all knew where to be. But this time, you got a lot of physicality right now. You really do. And, I mean, I don't know how big of a role Smiley Geach is going to have this year, but that'll be interesting to watch out for as well. A lot of these young guys. But this is interesting because Bob Myers, he talked about just the emotions after draft night, and you heard him on NBC Sports Bay Area on that special just when he heard the news about Clay, but he was on with Damon Ratto and Kolsky yesterday and talked about his emotions.
Somebody asked me how I was doing, and I said, I don't know the answer to that question. Some really good moments, some really hard moments, but the NBA world doesn't really pause right now. It's kind of going 100 miles an hour, so I don't know. I've experienced a lot of big range of emotions. I just kind of feel bad for Clay, his family, players, fans. The injury stuff is the ones that hurt the most in any sport, any professional sport. It's the thing that's always kind of lurking, and you're most afraid of those phone calls. And we got one yesterday, and it proved to be one of the hardest ones you get, you know, losing a player like that for another season.
Yeah. Yeah. And when it was reported by Woj, just the outpouring of everything on Twitter and social media, just it continues to show just how loved Klay is, not only just in the Bay Area, but within the NBA, within the NBA world. And if you're like me and you do this thing where you scroll through the responses, which is normally a mistake, depending on what you're looking at. But when looking at the Klay stuff, it just seeing everything on Twitter and on Instagram and all of that, just seeing the outpouring of emotion from fans, it is gonna stink not seeing him next season. But Myers continued on Damon Radwankowski and just talked about how they'll try to fill the void with Klay.
The question we're asking ourselves is, how do we do our best to not, like I said, you can't replace Klay, but how do you kind of mitigate the loss? Need more for all these guys. We're still going to be active in trades and free agency. Wiggins will probably get more from the roster I'm looking at on my wall here. Pascal can score. I mean, Draymond's scoring probably goes up. Poole, like you mentioned. We'll see what we can get our Wiseman offensively, how his offensive game grows, see what we can get in free agency or trade. So it's probably by committee.
And now they got 24-year-old Kelly Oubre Jr., and they spent $14.4 million of that $17 million trade exception. So they got a little $3 million discount in that situation. And just to look at a little more of the numbers, they are going to be $88 million over the luxury tax. So that's how much they're going to have to pay in taxes this year. And in a season where the revenue's not exactly going to be coming in because of Chase Center, we just got to give a big round of applause as I pull it up here for Joe Lacob and what he did. Still giving the Warriors fans hope here this season, because when Klay went down, everyone is wondering what they're going to do with the two spot, what's going to be happening. And I think even though, you know, Kelly Oubre doesn't fill that entire void, I think it's going to make you a little more excited to watch that starting five coming up next season. And he's still very young, been in the league since he was 20 years old, started out in Washington and has learned a little bit from John Wall and Bradley Beal. And when he went to Phoenix, apparently just a total high character locker room guy. I think not only with his style of play, it's something that fits the Warriors and it's something that they need. Not only his style of play, but also just his personality. I think it's something that's going to fit into the Warriors roster very, very well. But Bob Myers continued, and this is the one, and we'll get to James Wiseman because he was also on with Damon Radwankowski, but this is just the one question. I had to play this for you because Ray Ratto, of course, as usual, with his questions to Bob, had to lighten the mood a little bit.
Question about Mannion. What appealed to you more about him? The fact that he could speak Italian or the fact that he was a ginger?
Oh, I need to laugh, man. Both, Ray. I love hearing Italian. I love hearing people speak Italian. As I speak my one language here in English, the breadth of my languages doesn't go very far. I'm always envious of people that can speak different languages. So the ginger part, too. I mean, I don't think we've had one. I used to represent Scalabrini. I always admired his his red head of hair. So I like it. You give me something else to be happy about today.
I mean, Ray Ratto there throwing him a little Barry Zito 12-6 curveball out of nowhere, talking about Nico Mannion, the new addition. And before we get to this sound from James Wiseman, because there's a couple of clips that I wanted to play here, because there's one player who's clearly on his mind. But Nico Mannion, if you have these high expectations for him going into this year, that he's going to be the ultimate role player, I don't know if you should have high expectations for him, but I don't know if you should have low expectations for him either. I think it's just going to be a wait and see situation. I'm not going to try and understand what his role is going to be with this Warrior team. If he's good, he's good. If he's not, he's not. They took a chance on a second round pick, which is what you do with these second rounders. You hope that maybe he can grow into a guard that can play a role on this team. I'm not going to sit here and say that he ultimately is, but I'm not going to say that he isn't. I think it's just a wait and see situation with Nico Mannion. But a guy who is going to have a big role on this team right away, even though he's not going to be the primary scorer, but defensively, a guy who could stretch the floor, James Wiseman. Yesterday on Damon Ratto and Kolsky, this was the one clip for me. It's just, I played a lot yesterday that showed his humility, But this one, it showed that he has one player who he wants to go up against this year and who he's excited to play against.
I say Anthony Davis most definitely because I actually watched a lot of film on him. So that'd be a great person that I love to match up against, and I can't wait to match up.
It's going to be refreshing to finally watch the Warriors go up against a team that has the big men and not get pushed around, have one guy who is going to be thrown into the gauntlet. Let's be honest. He is going to be thrown into the gauntlet because, you know, whether it's going against Steven Adams in the Oklahoma City Thunder, going up against Rudy Gobert with the Utah Jazz, James Wiseman is kind of being thrown into the center gauntlet. Steven Adams being said to, even though he's not the greatest scorer in the world, he's said to set the hardest screens in the league, and he's one of the toughest post players, at least when he backs you down. And then Anthony Davis is another guy, but James Wiseman ultimately saying, Anthony Davis, I've watched all the film on him. That's going to be something that's interesting to watch. 888-957-9570 is the Chilton Auto Body text line and the phone number. Feel free to give the morning roast a call with Kate Scott, Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky, and Bonte Hill. Thanks so much for joining me, everyone. I'll be back on Monday on 95.7 The Game, and let me leave you with the sound clip from one of the most menacing pass rushers in the league, Myles Garrett.
You know the Muffin Man.
Double team, you don't
feel it. And that's Andre
Lane. The Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.